Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, we're glad you're with us. Second hour kicking off here. If you missed the first hour, Iran said they did it. What does it mean? Again, we don't have a dog in the fight. We don't have any. There's no American lives that were impacted. We didn't have anybody on the plane, etc., etc. It's weird how quickly that music just leaves us now. Anyway, glad you're here regardless. Or maybe it's the timing between the screen and the music. I'm not sure which. Oh, there it is. It's back. Pops in, pops out. Just has a mind of its own. My music just goes where it wants to. Anyway, so here's the thing. The president is now tweeting, and he has all day today. Let me just give you the latest from the top of the Fox News pages. Trump tweets support in both Farsi and English as Iran anti-government protests have erupted across the country. The Iranian people are ticked. They are fed up. We don't want any more of this Khomeini telling us who and what and everything else. And I think it's a good thing for the American president to be supportive of the Iranian people. Do you remember when President Obama was president? The Iranians had some protests around elections. They thought the elections were rigged, which they were, and they didn't like it, and so they spoke up and spoke out. And then the police came in, the Iranian special police came in and shot people in the streets and did some other stuff and tried to say that it was all from the uprising that, you know, the violence occurred. But they killed hundreds of people. They did the same thing last year, by the way. They killed hundreds of their own people, claiming that the people were doing things that were wrong. But, you know, in the Obama protests, the ones that occurred while he was president, I don't know if you remember this. There was a specific incident that went down. There was a woman, an Iranian woman, who was dressed by Iranian standards, I guess very provocatively according to the mullahs. She had blue jeans on, and she had a T-shirt on, and she was not in the full garb. And somebody shot her on live television. And the bullet went through the chest, and she bled out basically on international live television. And, of course, the footage went all around the news cycle and so forth. And the whole world kind of saw that and went, wait a second. This is the brutality of what this regime is. Killing an innocent woman because they disagreed with how she was dressed, shooting her down in the street and letting her bleed out. Like it was just a moment of shock, and Americans immediately reacted and said, this is wrong. And it took the Democratic Party and their president, President Barack Obama at the time, almost 10 full days to come out and condemn that action. President Trump tweeting his support for the Iranian protesters tonight. All day today, saying how he stood with them. One phone line open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Jane, who's calling us from Sacramento tonight. Jane, we lost you, so let's not keep that line on. Give me my microphone. Yeah, there we go. So, Jane, if you want to call back, do that. 888-340-3373 and hit extension 1 when you call, because that's how you get through. 888-340-3373. You talk to Dave. He puts you on hold. But you have to hit extension 1. He'll get you queued up, and then we can put you on the air. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And glad to chat with you tonight. She was going to say something along the lines of the left are putting us in a dangerous position. I totally agree with that, by the way. I'd be glad to hear whatever her thought was. But there is a reality to the fact that one whole side of the political process in America is embracing falsehood. This is going to have dangerous ramifications for America, and it's why you can't let them get anywhere near elected office. This is why you basically have to go out and beat every Democrat in every race possible. Because if you let the people that are running their side be in charge, and by the way, there's breaking news on that front tonight. Everybody's been talking about how Joe Biden was going to be President Trump's foe. Doesn't look like it. And who called it? Weeks ago. But Bernie Sanders is leading in Iowa. He's leading in New Hampshire. He's not far from the lead in Nevada. He's trailing Biden in South Carolina. And those are the first four. But he's got at least two of those wrapped up thus far. They will go to the polls. They will make the vote. They will take the vote. But if he comes out of Iowa and New Hampshire with a big lead, look for his poll numbers to increase in every state that he's competitive in after that. So Nevada, if he's close, has to go into play. If he wins Nevada, he will have gone 3-0 right out of the chute. South Carolina comes along, even if Biden beats him. The very next week, you've got Super Tuesday, and California is going to be whichever extreme progressive leftist has the most chance of winning, that's who's going to win California. I thought maybe Elizabeth Warren, but if she doesn't get off to a big start, it's going to be Bernie Sanders. Biden's not going to win California. He's too normal, and he's not that normal. He's a hardcore leftist, but he's not enough for the rabid zealots of craziness that are running the state of California right now, which is all one political party. It's all one-sided. All these states, New York, New Jersey, California, they're going to be deep, deep blue states. California is going to elect the nuttiest person that they can because one party's in control and there's no accountability for it. But it's probably not going to be Biden. It's looking like Bernie is shoring up his lead in those early states. And, you know, once we start, we're less than, 20 days away now? Once you start clicking these off, man, they just come fast and furious. And his voters from 2016 are still very, very angry that Hillary Clinton basically worked the fix and cheated him out of the nomination. So people say, well, the Democratic Party is really not a socialist party. Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. And they are about to nominate a socialist, a bona fide socialist, as their nominee. This is why you can't let him anywhere near. Bernie Sanders has never held a job. The first job he had, he was, I think, 39 years of age when he got it. And it didn't last. And after that, he got into politics. But how sad is that? He's never signed the back of a paycheck, much less the front of one. And Donald Trump has made his living signing the fronts of paychecks, paying other people to work for him. Meanwhile, you've got these big billionaires that are, Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg spending all this money going nowhere, which is fine. I kind of think that, if they clear the field a little bit and the Democrats kind of get the nominee that they deserve, they should have a socialist. This should be the year, if you really think about it. You got the squad running the entire agenda in Congress. They're all socialists. They're all out there campaigning for Bernie. AOC and Ilhan Omar are just, they're front and center. So that's what the new Democratic Party is going to look like. It's going to be crazy, left-wing, terror-supporting, nut-job, socialist, progressive policies that are designed to take money away from what you earn and put it into stuff that doesn't work, and make everybody's lives more miserable while promising you couldn't do any better on your own. Now, compare that message with what they're going to have with what the president is offering. Lowest unemployment number in history. And I'm not talking about the top line unemployment number. I'm talking about the U6. The U6 is the number that they wouldn't even look at under Obama's numbers because it's the actual unemployment number. It's how many people are out of the workforce and have not been able to find work for X period of time, not the numbers that go on the unemployment roll. He only looked at the numbers that were going on the unemployment rolls. But after 99 weeks, which is an obscene reality, they rotate off of there, and then he wouldn't count them as unemployed anymore. The U6 is the actual number of people without work. That number is now down to 3.5%. There are more jobs available in the U.S. than there are people to fill them at this present time. And people like that. People like getting paid more. They like having some discretion over their wages. They're starting more home businesses and their own companies. Entrepreneurialism is way off the charts. This is what a healthy American economy looks like. And a lot of people are doing pretty well. And you're going to try to convince them that they got to give all that up to go back to having some political party tell you what you can and cannot have? I don't think so. Kevin McCullough coming back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, it's Saturday night. Glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Sorry we missed Jane's call. Jane, if you're still listening, be glad to take your call. Even as we move on to other topics tonight. And there is one that is really rather, it's difficult. I don't even know, to be candid. So a couple of things. There was a New York Post headline today that I saw, and I think it is from today. We've got it for the screen here, but it was a column written by Eric Spitzengazel or something. Spitzenagel. Anyway, so it's titled "Why Today's Young Men Are Terrified of Sex," which. You know, you hear that headline and you kind of go, huh, I wonder if that's, I don't know. Could that really be the reality? And, you know, when I was growing up, and of course I'm a Gen Xer, so I'm, you know, I'm giving my age away here. There was this big battle. The parents were all fighting to keep, you know, sex education in control of the parents in the schools, and they wanted to have more say over how their parents or how their kids were educated in terms of sexual practice, etc. There was a big debate about whether or not condoms should be given away in schools, and all of these kind of battles that just kind of like revved for almost a generation of argument that now, and it just depends on which state you're in. If you're in a red state, you probably don't have any of that. If you're in a blue state, they probably inundate you with it. It's just the way, and nobody seems to really like fight them anymore. They're just like, that's the reality. Okay, I live in a blue state. They're gonna indoctrinate my kids with everything they can in the public schools. Okay, having said that, this was an interesting article by Eric because when he says why today's young men are terrified of sex, he's not saying that all men are. But he's gone through and he's highlighted some specific research components of what he was doing. And it's really about the over-sexualization and the over-pornification of the society that we live in now. So think about it from this standpoint. They point out in one part of the article that one of the people that they interview throughout the piece, and you know, you get his reaction to different questions as the piece goes on. It's a really long piece. I'll have it hooked up to the social media when we're done. But the one of the questions that they asked him was, you know, how did porn impact your view of, now that you're in college, being terrified of being intimate with either your girlfriend or, you know, your significant other, or even a one-night stand, or whatever it is that kids your age are doing that you're terrified of? Why are you terrified of it? And it's not that he's making some sort of like bold, virtuous stand. This isn't a kid going, well, I want to be a virgin when I get married, and so I'm saving myself for this. It's not that. This kid is wanting to have sex, but he's not having sex because he's literally afraid of something. So they ask him why, and they kind of go through this. Well, it turns out he started probably watching porn at around age 10 in life. So figure he's in his early 20s now, 10, 12, 13 years, whatever it is. He's already saturated his mind with this idea that isn't real. You know, for the longest time, when pro-family forces would advocate against the expansion of pornography in America, when Ronald Reagan had his commission on pornography and Dr. Dobson was on the panel and they were doing all of these studies and everything, the one thing that they really were able to point to kind of scientifically was that when men viewed pornography in an addictive fashion, they tended to objectify women. So there was this demeaning of women that occurred because men would begin to be desensitized to this idea that privacy wasn't really privacy. Someone's body, you know, was more of an objectifying reality that could be looked at kind of in this non-emotional, kind of non-relational kind of sense. And so you had this kind of demeanment that would occur, and, you know, then the women's movement fought back. You know, we're not going to let guys catcall us on the street and all the rest of this stuff. Okay, so that was kind of where the battle was at. In the kind of emergence of the full-blown feminist movement, you've now had almost the tables reversed, where, and I've argued this, I actually argued this in my second book, The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be, which is really a treatise on dealing with the modern feminist movement and what it's done in terms of damage to the development of healthy men. But one of the things I argue in there is that the modern feminist movement is actually responsible for not seeing the two sexes as equal, but different, but as interchangeable, and necessarily interchangeable. So they can't be different. So, and this is how ridiculous it gets. You had scientists in the 90s and early 2000s that were trying to argue that men could be pregnant. Okay? You had, you know, obviously you know about the gender reassignment surgeries. We know all about the trans movement and so forth. Those are freaks of nature. Those are things that are purposefully, medically forced to happen through surgery, through the taking of hormones, through the other thing, and that never addresses the actual identity of the human being. Now, Kev, how can you say that? How do you know? Well, because the DNA of your sex is actually recorded in every cell of your body. So, Caitlyn Jenner, at some point down the road, or as I like to call him, Bruce, when Caitlyn Jenner crosses the street and some bus runs Bruce over and you can't make hide nor hair of what he was, and they scrape up the remains off of the street and they take him to the lab and they say, we've got to figure out who this was, what were they? And they put those cells under the microscope. Every one of them are going to indicate that Bruce Jenner is a man. So the surgeries that he's had, the way he's lived, the way he's allowed his mind to be conditioned, all the emotional stuff that he's done, the hormones that he's taken, all of this stuff, it's out there. He looks a certain way, but it has not affected the core identity of what his DNA says he is. And it never will. And they're not ever going to be able to overcome this. This is just something that's never going to change. So given that that's kind of the ultimate fulfillment of where the feminists were coming from, we want men and women to be interchangeable. We don't want them to be distinct. We don't want them to be treated as equal but different. Serving different purposes, we want them to be exactly interchangeable. And this falls apart on its face because think about it. The house is burning down and the fire truck pulls up and you have all these people get off and you're on the second floor and they send the ladder up and there's this 4'2" woman that comes up, weighs, you know, 95 pounds, and she's going to carry you out of the burning building. No, I'll get out and carry her down the ladder. That's, you know. But if the guy was 6'5" and could bench press 300 pounds, then he's useful in that circumstance. It doesn't make her unnecessary. She's probably, she might be very good at logistics. She might be able to do a number of things that he can't do. And the team itself might need all of them in order for that fire team to effectively pull survivors from the rescue site. But at the end of the day, they are different. Now, given that reality, this article about why young men are terrified of sex speaks to this in a unique way. And Gwyneth Paltrow has oddly enough weighed in on this as well, though she didn't know she did. I'll tell you what all that means when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. And take your calls, 888-340-3373.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the Republican majority Senate preparing to take up his impeachment next week, President Trump says that Americans want Congress to move on to other things. The president tweeting on Saturday, now the radical left, do-nothing Democrats, are asking Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to do the job they were unable to do. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Friday she's finally ready to send the two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week for a trial. In Yuma, Arizona, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says significant progress is being made on the construction of sprawling barriers on the U.S.-Mexico border.
One thing I want to emphasize is that every inch of the 100 miles that we have constructed is new border wall system. It's not so-called replacement wall, as some of our critics has claimed. It is new wall.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, the New York Post headline read this way, why today's young men are terrified of sex. And in the article, there were multiple interviews with men in their early 20s that were having reservations. They would be out on dates with girls. Girls would say, come on back to my room. I'm on campus. Let's fool around. They would be in the midst of fooling around and then be like, oh, I got to go. And they couldn't do it. And so the kind of premise of the article is that these boys have been so conditioned by the porn culture that they've been brought up in. One kid said that he was watching porn on his iPad one day in his parents' house. He was like 14. And his dad comes in and goes, you shouldn't be watching that. He goes, but Dad, I've seen you watch this stuff on your computer. And instead of saying, well, you're right, son, we should all give it up, his dad sat down and watched it with him for a little while and then left. Like, to me, and he says, it's really crazy, because in the article, the kid actually says, I feel like he let me down. That's a telling phrase. Think about that. That kid says, I feel like my dad let me down when he responded that way to him. So having said that, I'm in the house this morning, and I'm looking at stories, and I was tired of talking about Iran and stuff, and the lovely bride and I were out on a very nice date last night. There's a restaurant in New York, if you ever come, called Pastis, that is a Keith McNally eatery, and when we first moved to the area, we loved this place. It's kind of the perfect pairing of Parisian experience in New York City. And if you like Paris and food on that scale, and you like the vibe of the meatpacking district in New York City, it's just a perfect thing. So it's been closed for 5 years. It reopened. We were very excited about it. Got reservations, got in last night, and had a great, great time. As I was thinking about all this stuff, we got back home, and we were talking about some other things, and then went to bed. And I woke up this morning looking through the news, and I see this one story popping up everywhere. It was on Drudge Report. It was on Fox News. It was in the local New York papers. It was on there were just a number of news aggregators that had it, and every time that I would see it, at first I ignored it, and then I was like, okay, I guess I got to figure out what this is. Well, you may know the actress Gwyneth Paltrow. She's somewhat fairly well known. She's kind of Hollywood legacy. Her parents were both actors, very successful. And she was married to the lead singer for Coldplay, Chris Martin, for a number of years. Just a few years ago, decided to, instead of divorce him, consciously uncouple, whatever that means. And when they consciously uncoupled, you know, they had to talk about who had the kids, for how long, whatever. Now they all go on vacation. She's got her new boyfriend, and then Chris Martin has his new wife, and they all go together and hang out together, do whatever they want. I guess when you're elite, you can do whatever you want. It's not like Joe and Susie Lunch Bucket. We live very differently. So she started this company called Goop, which I asked my wife about it, G-O-O-P. As best as I could tell, this is what it's kind of started out as a newsletter, because I guess Gwyneth had fans that were like, hey, what do you do for your health and beauty secrets? And so she's putting all this stuff in there, and then they started saying, well, would you sell product? And so she started offering these very strange but eclectic lines of products. Some of it's just like face cream and soap and whatever. But she started offering a thing called a Yoni egg a few years ago, which is basically an egg made of jade that a woman inserts into herself and is supposed to in some way bring everything into balance for her internal spirit and goddess and whatever else. Like I said, very weird stuff. She sells a necklace that is in the shape of a very long bullet, and it's gold, and you just hang it around the thing. But it also doubles as something that some women may use to stimulate themselves with in the event that they choose to do that. And she sells these things and just talks about them as though they are just the most normal everyday thing. So I didn't know any of that. My bride tells me that this is what it's all about. She's offering a new product. I don't even think I can say the name of the product. It's a candle, but it is a candle whose scent is designed to smell like her lady bits. Now, when I don't, and they sold out evidently. Like immediately, people just bought all of these candles at $75 a pop. And you may be saying, Kev, what's the connection between that and the kids in the New York Post talking about why guys are completely terrified? There is a method to my madness. I have an explanation. But I'm curious as to your thought. Are we just too open as a culture now? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Push extension 1 to get through on air. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. We're talking this hour a little bit about this story from the New York Post today, why today's young men are terrified of sex. In my day and age, we were having to tell the young men not to have the sex. Now, sociologists and medical professionals are worried that they're not going to have the sex. I have a very specific idea of what and how sex should be engaged in that I will kind of lay out for you here at the end of the hour. But I'm just telling you what the story says. And they're very, very concerned that these guys, because they have been so exposed to the porn reality and the uber feminization of the country, which is to basically say there shouldn't be any distinction or privacy or any differences between men and women. And when they have that in the back of their head and they see porn all their life and they have these unrealistic ideas about what women look like, what causes women to enjoy sex, how it, you know, culminates, you know, all this stuff. You have these pent up 23-year-olds that are like, I just can't do this. Well, I think an example of some of this is the kind of the coarsening of the culture towards the entire issue. And along that regard, Gwyneth Paltrow, you put the visual back on the screen there, she's just released a candle that smells like her lady parts, or so she says. I have no way of verifying. I don't have any desire to verify whether or not this is, in fact, what her lady parts smell like. The obscene part here is that she just thinks it's normal. Now, the lovely bride did text me in the break. She said, Gwyneth is remarried to producer Brad Falchuk. Chris Martin is not remarried. He's dating Dakota Johnson. Please get details right if you're going to talk about it on the air. All right. So I had Martin remarried and Paltrow living with a boyfriend. It's opposite. Martin is living with Dakota Johnson and Chris and Gwyneth Paltrow is remarried to the producer. Anyway, they still go on vacations and stuff together. They act like to the kids that they're kind of a family, but they're not, and you know, whatever. But it's this idea that there just are no rules whatsoever that judge the decency of how we interact with each other, the material that we expose our kids to. When I was reading the New York Post story, they said that 26% of the porn consumed in America. You need to sit down if you're not already. 26% of the porn consumed in America is consumed by children of age 10 or younger. Can you imagine what that does to a young mind who doesn't even fully have a grasp of who they are yet, much less how to think about the other sex? I have an almost 10-year-old. When I give his mother a kiss in the kitchen, he makes a face and he goes, "Ooh, that's gross. I'll never get married." This is his new thing. "I'll never get married. I am never getting married. It will be a cold day, you know where, before I ever get married." I just want to record the words as he says them, and then just put the recording away, and then, you know, when he's, you know, at his wedding reception, play it in front of everybody. That would be cruel. But I'm curious as to your thoughts about this, but I honestly think that part of the reason we have men who are so deeply feminized, they're afraid to be strong, they're afraid to have strong opinions, they're afraid to be men to the girls that they want to date. I certainly don't think that sexual prowess is an indication of manhood, but there's certainly a lack of at least assertion or affirmation that's, you know, something that traditionally men initiate. Like in terms of just the biology, there's a certain degree where a man plays a distinct role, and I think that part of the reason that is the case is that you have an utterly banal kind of just base culture that says nothing is sacred anymore. Nothing is sacred. When you can be an actress who can match the scent of your lady parts to a scent and put it into a candle, and then you want people, and evidently this was part of the marketing, she wanted people to buy the candle that smelled like her lady parts so that they could burn that candle and smell that smell throughout their homes. So Gwyneth literally wants you to be smelling her lady parts in your life forever. Where's the sanctity of her marriage with her producer? Where's the intimacy that they share between them? 888-340-3373. Am I just, like, totally off the reservation on this? 888-340-3373. I think part of the reason we have men who are studying their navel and don't know how to get up out of bed in the morning without being told to by their woman or mother or girlfriend is partly because we've so completely torn down the identity of who men and women are in their distinction, and nothing is sacred. Nothing is private. Nothing is just between a man and wife anymore. And I do have a very different view on how all of this goes. And I think if we implemented more along the lines of what I believe, I actually believe that you would be able to help young people understand a deeper meaning in their desire to have that sexual activity besides just the I want to feel good in the moment thing. Certainly feeling great is great. But is there something more important than that that is happening there? Now, I believe that there is. I believe that there's a really cool thing that's happening that reinforces their personhood, who they are, makes them feel better about themselves, helps them understand that, you know, at the end of the day, they mean something to somebody. But I don't think that buying a candle to smell what supposedly it smells like between Gwyneth Paltrow's pant legs is where it's at. And yet she sold out. As soon as they ran a thing of them, they sold out at $75 each. It signifies something to me. What are your thoughts? 888-340-3373. Coming right back from New York, it's Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final few minutes here. 888-340-3373. My phone line, by the way, stays open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You leave me a voicemail, I listen to it. You can also email me at kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at kmcradio, on Instagram at kmcradio, on Facebook /KMC01. See, I tricked you. You thought I was going to say KMC Radio. It's one place where it's different, on Facebook. But anyway, always enjoy hearing from you, and thank you for those of you that do share your thoughts with me. I posted a lot today, by the way, on the whole Iranian push for freedom and what the protesters are doing there. And I don't know. I think the president's onto something. Anyway, if you missed that hour, that was hour one. You can go back and get that in the podcast, SoundCloud.com, iTunes. Always glad to serve your needs. We never put it behind a paywall. It's always free. And because of you, we crossed the 560,000 something numbers of downloads this year. So it's biggest year yet. And thank you so much for that. So this story that I've been kind of juxtaposing, the boys now being terrified of having sex in their early 20s, not knowing what to do, if they'll perform well, et cetera, and then this story that was championed everywhere today, Gwyneth Paltrow creating a candle that smells like her lady parts. See, I think that the psychologist that's doing the piece for the boys, they're kind of missing it. But they know that something's amiss. They know that something's wrong. Gwyneth and the culture doesn't care. They don't. There's not an idea that there's a moral high ground, that there's something that's right or wrong. For them, it's what they can get away with. It's what they can explain. It's what they can in some way not feel guilty about in their own activity. So therefore, whatever doesn't make them feel bad, then they're okay with saying that's okay for everybody. The problem is that's a very fickle position to have. Because human beings are fickle. Which is why I kind of think that God created sex in its best expression to be for a man and a woman who are in a committed, married relationship for the rest of their life. And that when you have the safety of the financial surrounding of that relationship, of the emotional intimacy of that relationship, of the ability to parent kids and to be able to give them the security that that relationship gives with it, around that, that sexual expression can become very, very special, very important, very something that you kind of crave and covet over anything else, over anyone else on planet Earth. Everybody always talks about, you know, till death do us part. It's kind of like, I don't ever want us to part. I don't want death to be anywhere near us. Like, it's like there's a certain degree of great appreciation and anticipation that that relationship is going to be life-giving. Literally. I'm going to give life in the beauty of kids. So I would like us to get away from all the psychobabble. I certainly don't want to sell any more candles smelling like Gwyneth's undies. And let's go back to the...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.